Welcome back to the lesson today. I'm still speaking on the subject of deception. The Word of God warns us that we can be deceived. Jesus Himself warned us that many would come in His name and saying that He is the Christ and shall deceive many. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, Jesus speaks of these imposters. He talks about fake sheep and corrupt trees. In verse 15, Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves." Here we find Jesus telling us that there would be fake sheep that would come in among us. They would look like sheep. They've learned to dress like sheep, walk like sheep, and talk like sheep. But Jesus said, "You'll know them by their fruit." It's not the way they walk or the way they talk. It's the fruit they bear that identifies them as a real sheep or a fake sheep, an imposter, a ravenous wolf. It may take you a while to determine if this is a genuine sheep or if it's a fake sheep. The best way to know this is the way Jesus said, "Know them by their fruit." We know that the fruit of a sheep is more sheep. We also know that the fruit of a wolf is to bring forth a wolf. You may not be able to tell the difference at first, but wait till they bring forth little ones, and you will discover they bring forth wolves. And because of their fruit, you will know that they are imposters. Verse 17, he says, "Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit." A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. And then he says this about the trees, "Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them." This again is going to take a while. Say, for instance, you purchase some fruit trees, and the man tells you that these trees will bring forth the most beautiful apples you have ever seen. So you plant them. They grow up. You look at their leaves. You look at the blossoms. And you think, surely, this is lovely. And then the fruit appears. But you notice that one tree brings forth good apples, big and red, juicy, sweet to the taste, just what you were looking for. But on the other tree, you see that it is shriveled up fruit. It is not red. It is not sweet to the taste. And you realize that this tree is corrupt. This tree has been corrupted by some kind of a disease. Before the fruit came, you could not look at these trees and determine that one was diseased. Both had beautiful green leaves. Both appeared to be gorgeous apple trees. And when you saw the blossoms, you thought, surely, I'm going to have a great harvest of apples. But you know, you cannot always tell by the outward appearance, because wolves do dress as sheep. Wolves do learn to walk and talk like sheep. But when the fruit appears, you know right away. I've heard some people say, "I'm a fruit inspector." But I submit to you that you don't have to inspect bad fruit. You can see it from a mile away. How long would you have to inspect a wolf to know that it's not a sheep? You would recognize the baby wolf from a distance. You would know for certain that the bearer of this fruit was also a wolf. The same way it is by these fake preachers. Paul warned the people. He says, such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Their ministers also transformed as the ministers of righteousness. This is what the wolf does. He transforms himself into a sheep. He's learned to walk like a sheep. He's learned to talk like a sheep. You say, well, that's impossible. Well, if you practice enough, you can learn just about anything. Even a human being can sound like a sheep, but he can't bring forth a sheep. These wolves are smart. These wolves are educated. These wolves are crafty, deceitful, working ungodliness. Paul was aware of these wolves. He referred to them as grievous wolves. Listen to him as he speaks to the elders of the church at Ephesus. The book of Acts chapter 20 records his words. Listen as he speaks. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, in order to draw away disciples after them. Paul told the elders of the church of Ephesus that men of your own church will arise, speaking perverse things, things that are not right, things that are not sound doctrine. And they will do this in order to draw away disciples after them. It's men that's heady and high-minded. It's men who want to have the preeminence in the church. They want disciples to follow them, not follow Christ. We find here that the deception shifts from the things of the world and flesh to things spiritual and scriptural concerning the doctrines of Jesus Christ. The battle, it's a battle of the heavenlies, things of heaven, things of the word from heaven. It's the doctrines of Jesus Christ. The Bible plainly tells us that the warfare of the spirit-filled believer are against the powers of darkness. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil is shrewd. He is crafty. He uses trickery. He would trick you into believing that one of his ministers is a minister of righteousness. My word to you is test the spirits, test the preachers, test the prophets. And you may ask, how shall I test them? And how shall I grade them? Give them the open book test. Open the book. Open the book of the ages. Open the book called the Holy Bible. Test them and grade them by the whole word of God rightly divided. When you hear a lesson like this, don't you understand the wisdom of the word of God when it tells us to know them that work among us, know their fruits, know their labor, be a witness of the good of the good fruit that they bring forth. Let it not be a novice, lest he becomes heady and high-minded. The Word of God gives us so much wisdom. Until the next time, may the grace of God be with you. May his favor shine in your path. May the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth be pleasing unto God. We love you.